And summer vacation is here for students, teachers in the Port Huron Area School District. There's only one thing missing, and that's summer.
That's right. That's right.
Jamie Kane is with us, the superintendent of Port Huron Area Schools. Jamie, good morning.
Good morning, Paul.
Wow, kids are graduated. They're out of school. It's that time of year, isn't it?
You always look back this time of year and say, wow, that year went quick, and we're thankful it was successful. It's always a great pleasure to watch kids go through the commencement process. It's really that reward for all the hard work that everybody in our school does, all of our staff members. It's that culminating activity.
And yeah.
Proud of our seniors that graduated, and we wish them well as they move on to the next journey.
We get a few weeks to sort of catch our breath and get ready for the next school year. As the school year comes to an end, there was some controversy at Port Huron High. The athletic director, assistant principal there, accused of making some references to slavery to the team, which includes several African Americans. I wonder if you could just address that. I know that you issued a statement on that earlier this week.
Yeah, I think it's an unfortunate situation. Certainly, you know, any type of commentary of that nature does not reflect the values and expectations that we have for our employees, and it certainly does not represent Port Huron Schools. And so we've been in the process of formally investigating what took place specifically. Of course, we have to give the employee involved due process and really make sure that we've thoroughly examined everything that took place. And so I think we're finalizing that process, and ultimately we'll be able to share with the community soon, you know, how we move forward from this. But I think the most important thing for our community to remember is that we do not, any shape or form, tolerate those types of comments. It does not represent who we are, and we will deal with that accordingly.
All right. Summertime means work time in a lot of the buildings, rehab work and bond work going on, really.
We're in that final phase. Hard to believe we're in phase three. And so we're going to see Fort Gratiot undergo major construction this summer. Garfield Elementary School, Cleveland Elementary School, basically any building that hasn't been touched yet, they're due this summer. And that also includes continued work at Port Huron High School. And so late fall 2020, Port Huron High School will be done, and then this bond project will be done. And wow. I think it's been an amazing journey.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of ups and downs anytime you're doing a massive $106 million construction project. But, you know, again, thankful to the community for their support. And what we've been able to do so far is deliver on our promise. We've done everything we said we would do, and we've done it on time, and we've done it on budget. And if we can cross all of those check boxes at the end of this thing, then we're happy that we've been able to fulfill the promise for our community.
The last day of school last week was the last day of school for Kimball Elementary. What happens to that now?
Yep. So Kimball Elementary School, you know, just like anything, sometimes rumors get out there that we've already had plans to demo it and take it down. And, you know, the board has not formally entertained any motions. So possibilities are we leave the building as is, we maybe put it on the market, or a possibility could be that we take the building down and then ultimately sell the land. You know, we'll have to determine and decide what is the best option for the district to capture some funds from that property. But I think the recommendation to the board certainly would be to eventually sell that property off. And it's been, you know, in alignment with our practice of selling off land and facilities that the district no longer plans to utilize.
Right. The board met last night, as a matter of fact, and received an award, right?
Yeah, we're really thankful. Michigan school business officials recognized the school district with what they call a Meridian Award, and it's really an award that's designated for communication and involvement of stakeholders. And so they recognized our school district for involving our stakeholders, including our teachers and staff, in this bond process. So for us, it was a good validation that the process we've been using, which was really, hey, if you live in the space that it's going to be touched, give us feedback, give us input, all the way down to let's make sure your drawers are opening properly in the classroom, or what should the colors look like in these rooms. We've wanted people that live in the spaces to have ownership of the renovations. And so the MSBO recognized that effort. And part of that criteria is the work duplicate? Can it be duplicated in other places? And so they honored us. And the nice thing is it's a nice recognition for us, but it's also now a model that other school districts that go through bonds might want to adopt as well. And it's simply giving everybody a voice. We did it through a Google platform where people could give us instant feedback on what's going well in room 402 over at Port Huron Northern, or 105 at Woodrow Wilson. And, you know, really real-time feedback to make sure we're making these spaces not only, you know, what we need them to be day one, but then, you know how it is with new builds, you move in and things might not always be right.
Right.
So feedback to correct anything that needs correction. And it's been a powerful process for everyone to have a voice.
Yeah, nice way to kind of have a good overview of the whole project.
Absolutely, right?
So this is the time of year when you kind of get a picture of who's leaving the district, who's coming into the district, vacancies and things like that. Any personnel shuffling going on?
So, you know, we have lots of movement. Obviously, closing elementary school, we had a retirement as well in the principal ranks. We were able to reduce principals by one with that closure. In the staffing process, we're down a total of 16 teaching positions. Part of that is the closure of Kimball. Another part of that is declining enrollment numbers. But we were able to place all but two of our teachers. We did two layoffs last week. Layoffs are never fun. But, you know, when you look at the size of the organization, we have close to 600 teachers. Two layoffs, you know, not that we want to lay people off, but I think we did fairly well at making sure everybody had a position within reason. So we did have a reduction of two. And, you know, we'll see as the new year comes forward, there's always opportunities to add. And, you know, we usually end up needing to add a couple positions once we get closer to the school year to start. Right. So it's a possibility those folks will come back off of layoff.
Of course, you're still looking at the budget as you wait in anticipation of what Lansing is going to provide, because they're still working on the state budget, aren't they?
Yeah, you know, it's an interesting time because it's the first time since I've been a superintendent that we haven't had a solid budget done, you know, by the time we have to recommend to the board our budget for the fiscal year. And, you know, and again, for people that might not remember this, our fiscal year starts July 1. The state's fiscal year starts October 1.
Right.
So they really could drag this thing out.
They may.
Yeah.
They have been in the habit in recent years, certainly under the Snyder administration, of getting it done early. And you would know usually by May what the budget was going to be. But they don't have to have it done until September. And depending on whether or not the Senate and, of course, the House has done their part, but now the governor's got to sign off on it, there's a lot of contention going back and forth, so we'll see.
Yeah, absolutely. So what we've done is we've put in a tentative preliminary number of $180 per pupil increase. That is the lowest of the three recommendations out there right now. So we just went conservative route. We also recommended to the board, you know, part of the recommendation of the budget was we anticipate an enrollment decline of about 220. We're hoping that's better than that. But a lot of that's birth rate, again, stress into the community. A lot of it's birth rate. And, you know, these are things that we just can't control. If you look at Port Huron Schools in a 10-year enrollment window, the district 10 years ago was sitting at 11,000, almost 12,000 students, and we will probably be under 8,000 next year. So, you know, it's just a change in demographics.
Yeah.
And so that is difficult for us. But, you know, then it becomes an important thing for us to maintain some positive, some fund equity, some savings, mm-hmm. because again, you know, money doesn't come in from the state over the summer. With our year beginning July 1 and theirs beginning October 1, you know, we have to make payroll, pay all of our expenses over that gap. So that fund equity is important. And so we projected at the beginning of the year to have about 9% fund equity, which is about $8 million. And we recommended to the board, show them last night with the budget revision to close out the year, we were right at that mark. So that's good, consistent financial practices for the district. We appreciate everybody's hard work in that. The budget that we recommended preliminarily for this coming year shows about 7% fund equity, or about $7 million. We hope with some positive variances, things we can't control, such as, not that we want to talk about snow, but snow plowing and, you know, heating and cooling right. and all those things. We hope we will be able to see that number go to 10%. And
okay.
of course, auditors recommend 15% fund equity, which in today's day and age in public schools is a very difficult dynamic, because even if we get $180 per pupil increase, when you, you know, factor in the number of kids, enrollment will go down, we're actually going to lose revenue instead of gain. So people might hear, well, $180 per pupil, that's a pretty good deal. Well, that money coming in really is washed out by the fact when you consider student enrollment. So
right.
it's that continual struggle for us to have money to count out on a rainy day, but also be fair to our employees and make sure we're doing positive things for them. And also certainly, first and foremost, meeting the needs of kids.
Right. A lot of stuff to...
Lots of moving pieces.
Indeed. Yeah. No doubt about it. Jamie, we always appreciate your time. Thanks for coming in. And enjoy your summer.
Thank you. And I'm hoping
when it gets
sunny is 75 or 80 even is here.
That would
be
nice.
I'd like to sweat a few days this
summer. Well, just some consistency. Like two or three sunny days in a row.
It's not much to ask for.
I didn't think so. Thanks, Jamie.
Take care.